Tony
and Terrence,
the Boy, this ain't your show.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake, Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
What's up, what's up, what's up? So y'all already know what episode we about to do. I got my man with me here today, and we about to spill some tea. Some good tea.
Some hot.
Hot.
Hot good tea.
Some hot good tea. So if you follow me on social media, then you know, and if you follow Terrence on social media, then you know that we recently announced that we denounced our Greek letters.
Dun, 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 dun.
For those of you who don't know, I used to be an AKA and he used to be an alpha. We're going to tell you guys why we decided to denounce. We're going to share a little bit of a lot of bits of our experience with being in those organizations, and we're going to encourage anyone that is thinking about denouncing, we're encouraging you now and throughout this whole episode to just go ahead and do it. Don't be ashamed. Listen to your gut. Listen to God, most importantly.
Listen to that conviction.
Yes, because that's definitely what we had to do. Let's first talk about, why did we even join the fraternity and sorority that we were a part of? You go first.
Why did I want to join? When you all hear me talk about this, you're going to understand why I denounced. I joined the Brotherhood for Brothers. I don't have a really great reason why I did. I thought
that sounds like everyone's college answer, though.
I grew up without sisters. You know, all it's just this basic stuff. I had no real heartfelt, legit reason why to join this organization. I love their colors. I love the animals that represented the fraternity, and I just thought I fit. That was it. No other fraternity that I saw fit who I was, and I thought that's what, you know, alphas did for me, and that's really it. I don't have a cute anecdote kind of story to tell you, plain and simple. I first seen them in high school, and I was like, ooh, I want to be a part of that organization.
Mine was a little bit different. I remember my older sister, Kim, she took me to a probate at Pembroke one time. The only fraternity I knew about was Kappa. I remember her roommate, after the probate, her roommate had came up to my sister, and I remember having this pink and green jacket on. And I was like, oh my God, what is that? Like, what is that? And so my sister, Kim, had told me after, you know, the sorority that she was a part of, and that's when I was like, okay, I know that whenever I go to college, I'm going to be an AKA. And so that's where my love at first sight came with the sorority and the reason why I was attracted to it. I didn't do any research or any of that other stuff. I just knew I wanted to be a part of it. Research didn't come until I was getting closer to the time to actually pledge and cross.
My first time hearing about fraternities and sororities was from my grandmother. I remember my sister was getting a gift for my grandmother, who was an AKA, God rest her soul. She was like, yeah, grandma's an AKA. And I'm in elementary school. So I'm like, oh, she's also known as? That's really cool. I went on about my day, and that was it. And then I was exposed to Omega Psi Phi. That was the first fraternity that I was exposed to. And I was like, oh, I know I'm going to be a dog. And you know, as time went on, I realized I didn't want to be a dog. I didn't want to be a part of that organization. That's really my experience. And that's how I saw Alpha, and it was tunnel vision since then.
So that's basically how we came about. That's how we decided what organization we were going to join when we went to college. Now, when we joined these organizations, I didn't know much about what I know now with watching people doing denouncing videos and things like that. I didn't know about the ungodly and worshiping other gods parts of joining these organizations. I just knew what I wanted to do. I knew at that time, I thought I was going to be a part of something that was bigger than myself. But as I...
That's what they say as well.
Right. So as I began to mature in Christ, which is like now, in my years right now, I'm realizing that I did something terribly wrong. What we're going to get into now is what in our process are we looking at now that we didn't realize when we were going through it? And maybe we did realize it, but just ignored it. What are those things? What are those red flags that, you know, we actually saw?
Well, with me, I always joke about it. I remember someone asked me, what was it like to be online or go through the process? And I remember telling them, I said it in a joking way, but I was serious. I was like, it's basically we a bunch of slaves and our slave master trying to, they tell us what to do. And we go through this process. And afterwards, we are in the organization. We get that respect. It's just being made. That's what I didn't understand and why that was so important to be made. It really didn't make a difference to me. I was just like, okay, whatever I got to do to be a part of this organization, I'm gonna do it. Nothing outlandish happened, nothing sexual happened, nothing like that. But there were just some nights I was like, why? Why are we going through this? Like, for what reason? That's just, I don't know. Just that, well, that with, slave aspect, yeah, of it.
And with you, I was raised in church. So things that were red flags to me were not red flags to Terrence at the time, because he wasn't really raised in church. He went to church when he was younger, but he didn't continue going to church. I was raised in church, been in church basically my whole life. And so as I was going through my process, I remember one particular ritual that we did. It was our very first ritual. I remember walking into a room and just wondering what the heck was about to go down, because something in me just was just like, okay, you're really about to do this. Like, you're shrines were involved, things that were not, it just wasn't cool, y'all. And I even remember having a conversation with my line sisters at the time about what had just happened. And I remember a lot of us were just saying, you know, we didn't feel comfortable about it. Like, some things did go down. I remember that in that ritual, we bowed down to the founder of the organization. And it was just a lot of things that I know now, as being mature in Christ, that it wasn't right to do those things. I was basically bowing down to another god. And a lot of people might not say, well, it's not that serious, but it is. It really is.
I just pulled up the ritual. Like, that's how easy it is. So if anybody that's listening and even thinking about joining a fraternity or a sorority, these rituals are on Google. So yeah, just Google it.
So we're not just like giving y'all secret information, even if it was secret. Like, this is what we're here to. Like, we're literally here to expose. I'm not being nice about it or like trying to like tiptoe around anything. And I'm saying everything that I am saying in love, and it's not to like bash anybody, but it's all in a matter of exposing and bringing people to God, honestly. And that's what our assignment is. So
correct. My experience, well, the ritual of it, going through it, I was like, what? Why are we doing this? But I ain't never talked to anybody about it, because everyone was just so gung-ho about crossing and being an alpha. And I remember after we crossed, they went over the ritual with us, and still I was just like, oh, okay, cool. I guess, but I still questioned why we did certain things. And there is a part in the alpha ritual that we had to do where it says that the candidate shall kneel and eat the food prepared by the gods, and that's a lowercase g, the gods
with an s on the end,
s, the gods for Alpha Phi Alpha men. If you've been in the word, and if you really like understand the Bible, you will understand a lowercase g and an s at the end. That's nothing but pure evil. Nothing but pure evil. And they fed us these raw macaroni noodles. It was so weird. Like, it was so weird. And it took me to read that in my new journey with God to be like, okay, that's all I needed to see. That's literally all I needed to see to take a step back from the fraternity. I didn't quite yet denounce it just yet. But that was it to make me say, all right, nope, I don't want to be associated with this. I don't want to be a part of this. And I'm still mind blown that I went through it. Of course, hindsight is always 20/20.
We didn't know. Like,
I was so ignorant.
We very, very. And we have a responsibility now that we know better to do better. Also with the ritual, same thing with Alpha Kappa Alpha. There in the rituals, there were like verses taken from the Bible, and where God would be mentioned in the Bible, it was replaced with the name of the sorority. So for example, if the Bible says, honor God in all that you do, it would say, honor Alpha Kappa Alpha in all that you do. Mm. And yeah, that's not right. It's not right. Mm.
Yes, during my ritual, once we took the maxi pad off of our face, because that's what we had to use to cover our eyes, and it's a section in our ritual that says, behold, brought to light, and, you know, blase, blase, alpha, phi, alpha, the light of the world. And if anybody knows the Bible, in John chapter 8, it says that Jesus is the light of the world. And they replaced it with Alpha Phi Alpha. So that's another red flag.
And yeah, then, and I know, AKA, I see the light.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the presiding officer, as I'm reading off of the ritual that you all can find on Google, they take excerpts from Ephesians chapter 4. The first line already. Now, in Deuteronomy, God is giving Moses a message. And he's telling the people of Israel that do not add nor subtract from the words that I'm telling you. And the first line in the ritual, it says, I therefore beseech you, brother, that ye walk worthy of the vocation. Now, in the Bible, this is where Paul is saying, he says, I beseech you, a prisoner of the Lord. Is because he was going around preaching the word, and he ended up in jail because he kept preaching the word. And they changed that whole sentence. So that first sentence, right then and there, I beseech you, brother, when in the Bible it says, I therefore beseech you, a prisoner of the Lord. And you just change it to brother. Is that what we're doing? And so that was another red flag that I had seen. But of course, the lowercase G-O-D-S, that took the cake, but everything else is just a red flag after this. And they have also, they didn't even put the entire chapter 4. They put bits and pieces of it and glued it together to make it seem like it was one big chapter. Now, going through it, I'm like, y'all, they reading from the Bible. How can this not be of God? And that's what I would say. That's the excuses that I would give to myself. But now that I understand the Bible even more, you can't do that. You can't do that. And then you're replacing certain words with brother, or you're replacing Jesus with Alpha Phi Alpha. And we all know there's only one true light. There's only one true light. And that's Jesus or Yahshua. So a lot of red flags were happening. We had to do some very unnatural things. They just really tried to make the walk with God the same as the walk with Alpha Phi Alpha. I can keep going on and on and on.
And Alpha Kappa Alpha. And so it's on and on. It's exactly the same for both. Just like what he's saying, words being misplaced and replaced with AKA and Alpha Phi Alpha. It's the same thing in the rituals, in the songs, in the poems, all of that. I remember shortly after I crossed, I just felt like I did something wrong. I wasn't happy like I thought I would be. I felt really wrong about it. I didn't really feel like I even fit in like I thought I would. I didn't really enjoy the process at all or felt any type of accomplishment from it. After my probate, everyone went out and I went to bed because I just didn't care like I thought I would. And I remember literally praying and like asking God, like, dang, why am I not having the experience that everyone else is having? And I'm just like, now I just kind of feel dumb for even praying to God asking that, because it's like, duh, girl, because this isn't for you. I remember Terrence and I over the years saying how we would get back active.
Yeah.
In our organizations. And year after year after year, when the time would come, it would never happen. We would talk about it up until the point, and then we would just stop talking about it. And what's really crazy is a few months ago, God had been dealing with me with denouncing, and I never said anything to Terrence about it. So one day he comes to my apartment and we're on the couch talking, and he tells me, you're never going to believe what I'm about to say. I can't even believe what I'm about to say. But he told me he was thinking about denouncing his letters. Mind you, like I said, I didn't even tell him that I was thinking about it. And so for him to say that, I was like, wow, yeah, I definitely have to denounce now, because that was like a clear, very clear sign, because never in a million years did I think that Terrence would tell me that.
But that's also the thing. I never really cared too much about it after a certain point, especially during homecomings. Of course, I would see the brothers, but when it came down to like the praying that they would do, they would get in this huge, large circle and just start praying the Alpha, and they would do the stroll. And year after year, I saw myself doing less and less and less, because I just did not care. But there's a difference between taking a step back and then denouncing. There's a huge difference, yeah. Because you're still in it. You're still in it.
I tried to make that an excuse, though, for a while. I was like, well, I'm not active. I'm not doing anything. So I should be okay. Like, I'm not doing all of these things anymore. But after Terrence told me what he was thinking, I was like, man, I really got to just completely get out of this thing, because I'm still, like, God's still going to hold me accountable for mm-hmm. that. It's still something, like, my name is still going to be on a list somewhere as a member of this organization.
Yeah. This it's literally the same thing. And just talking to Tony earlier, I just had this another revelation. These poems, like, when we would go to set every single night for like 2 months straight, it seemed like we would say this poem. And it's the most renowned poem for Greekdom, Black Greekdom especially, Invictus. And I did some research, and I was watching a denouncement video, and I was just reciting this poem every single night. Every single night. And I just couldn't believe, that I was saying those things at the time, or people out there that may be listening, well, you're just saying it. It don't mean anything. But words mean things. Words have a spell. And if anyone knows, the first stanza in Evictus is probably the worst. It's the first stanza and the last stanza, and it's the absolute worst things to say over your life. I can't even recite it, but all I know is I was just saying words like, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. And then mm-hmm. to find out that the author of the poem Invictus was a renowned atheist. So I am saying atheist words over my life. Atheist words over my life. And of course, going through it, I'm thinking, oh yeah, this is fine. It's just a poem. Like, it don't mean anything. Okay. It don't mean anything. And you know, after I crossed, I started playing in the devil's playground, and he gave me everything to play with, to keep me occupied and to keep me away from God. He dangled drinking. Now, I was not a drinker before I crossed. However, I understand that every decision is mine, and I didn't have to, you know, throw back so many shots or whatever the case may be. But I started drinking so heavily in college. He threw that in my, he was dangling that in my face. I was good on the smoking until maybe junior, senior year. And then that became my new vice. Because I was like, oh, wow, this smoking is 10 times better than drinking. But guess who was also still drinking? I was. So I was doing a lot of things, and I was allowing other spirits to get on me, because I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I might not have been a dog in Omega Psi Phi, but I was a dog in Alpha, okay? And that wasn't good. That just wasn't good. Just picking up different spirits and putting it on other people that did not deserve it. When I tell you, he kept me in his playground. The devil kept me in his playground for a very long
time. Attitude was bad.
It was horrible. I mean, it got to a point where they would say, "Pool, you a butthole." And I think I took pride in that. I was like, okay, yeah, that's how y'all gonna know me? All right, cool then, I'll do that. And so I just realized how much of a different person I was after I crossed. Of course, like I said, hindsight is always 20/20. And just me thinking about everything that I went through, and I watched this one denouncement video, and it was so ironic, because everything that he was naming off that he went through, I was like, wow, that's me. That's me. That's really me. Everything. It was point one. I said, that's me. Point two, that's me. This is how I knew I was in denial, because I would never watch Alpha denouncement videos. I would always watch everybody else denouncement videos, because I was just under this. I did not want to accept that Alpha was not of God. And all it took was two denouncement videos. I finally took the time out to watch a full length Alpha denouncement. And I was like, wow. That's it.
That denial be real. I remember watching my first denouncement video. Not even that. Before I even crossed, whenever I was trying to gather my money to join the sorority, I remember reaching out to people to help me, you know, raise the money or whatever. And one person I reached out to was one of my pastors at the time.
Mm.
And talk, I remember, I remember her telling me that she was not going to give me any money to join the organization because it was not of God. That was the first time I had ever heard that a Greek organization was not of God. And I was just like, what you mean? Like, and she couldn't really give me a answer. She was like, they just worship other gods and idol gods and things like that. That was a good answer. But at the time, it wasn't good enough for me to be like, oh, well. And so
that ain't good enough.
Right. Now, and I remember giving the excuse. I was like, well, they have God in their stuff. Like, they say God, we go to church, they go to church and all this other stuff like,
boy,
that.
Oh boy, you,
that was an excuse for
church
a long
with the
time.
Alphas, and now, yes, we're just like, you can't tell church, me nothing, right. You can't tell me nothing now.
Exactly.
But I never got that conversation. I never got that it was not of God. Yeah. I didn't get any of that. So imagine, right. So just imagine me just skipping along, just hopping, strolling, doing everything, saying mm-hmm. every chant.
And at this time, I'm already accepted. Like, I got my acceptance letter. And so I just need to get this money. I'm like, I'm already in there. Like, you ain't about to tell me nothing right now after I got this acceptance letter, and I'm not about to do it. And so I did it. I got the money together. And yeah, I do wish I would have listened. I wish I would have been more aware, but it's just not that we can't go back. We can't erase time. We just have to learn from our mistakes and spread the word and tell other people. Not so, like, if you don't choose to denounce or do any of that, we still did our part in letting you know what our experience is. And it's just really wild, though, because when you're younger and you don't know any better, it could be so dangerous. Yeah. Like, just imagine, you know, like, going through all of my life not knowing, and then, like, I'm just glad I am free now, and I am not going to hell over no AKA, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
That just excites me the most. And some people are probably wondering, like, why is she so excited about, like, I'm excited. I'm, like, really happy. Like, I feel free. It feels like a weight has lifted off my shoulders. You know, I see comments on social media about people denouncing and things that other people have to say that are negative, but that doesn't faze me at all, because, like, I feel good.
And I knew my spirit wasn't right, because after a certain point, I went from not seeing denouncements or renouncements on Facebook to starting to see it more and more. And I would say, I'm like, why are they doing that? just do what you got to do. You ain't got to tell the whole world. But boy, one Sunday when we was at church, and it's all about your testimony. And when you're telling your testimony, like when you have a testimony, you're supposed to share that.
Yeah.
You're supposed to share that, especially if something is not of God. And regardless how people take it, you got to do your job.
Yeah.
And it's no longer your responsibility. Your assignment may just to tell somebody, hey, be careful about that. It's not of God. And that's it. It's just like you telling a friend, I don't think she or he is good enough for you. But if they decide to still go on with it, that's up to them.
Yeah.
You know, and this is what we're doing. We're doing our job by letting you all know. I mean, this is the stuff that we went through. I don't know if anything has been updated with the ritual or not. I have not participated in a ritual since, Lord have mercy, 2013. So I couldn't tell you. I'm just telling you what I went through. And if that's still going on and you go to church and you're in your word and you still eating food prepared by the gods of whatever fraternity or sorority, trust and believe. I don't know what kind of story you'll have, but to be that disobedient to God, yeah, it's going to be
a tough journey.
It's going to be a tough journey. But, I will not lie.
Yeah, but we chose to be obedient and mm-hmm. to listen. I really do appreciate when I told my line sisters and I told some friends, and the support that I received from them and the love that I received was just really amazing. I never was afraid of that. Like, once I decided I wanted to announce, I wasn't like afraid to tell anybody. I was ready. I'm like, hey, look, this is what I'm going to do. Like, I'm not going to be a part of this anymore. And I was ready for whatever negative comments I was going to receive. And I still am. I'm ready for it. But just the love that I received, I appreciate that so much. I felt understood after telling people, and I felt loved mm-hmm. through it all. And so,
but I know one thing. I know you don't have to, you're not going to have to worry about, I'm not going to have to worry about any negative comments, because no one is going to be that brave to come at us like that. Because a lot of that stuff, if the people that are in the fraternities and sororities, they're not going to challenge you. They're going to just talk about you behind your back. And but even then, I don't see it happening for me. I mean, I've already prayed, and I'm just going to respond in love.
Like you said, if people are going to talk, it's just going to be behind our back. But we don't have any control.
Right. That's none of our business.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've been screenshotted already into some group chats. But guess what? Who cares? That's none of our business. We just have to do what we have to do. And that's our assignment. And that's to let everybody know.
Yeah.
You know, so this is our testimony of getting out of these Greek fraternities and sororities. And if there is anybody out there that's considering it, just keep praying. Just keep praying. And if you haven't gotten in after years and years and years of trying to get in, maybe that's God trying to talk to you.
Yeah. I even say, if you're even considering denouncing, stop considering it and just do it.
Let this be your confirmation. Yeah. Let this be your confirmation that, you know, you shouldn't do it. Because I guarantee you he's going to rain down so much more blessings on you for turning away from it instead of going. But, you know, we probably went through that just so we could have this testimony now. You're, of course, going through it, you just thinking, well, you know, I can always be an alpha. You know, I don't have to be active or whatever the case may be. But nah, son, you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. Trust me, you will not need a fraternity or sorority to do community service. You won't need that. You can just go outside and pick up trash by yourself in the name of God and you, not a whole nother organization.
Yeah.
You don't need an organization to give back to the community, to give to the poor. You don't need to always have letters across your chest to show people, oh, look, they're doing this and they're doing that. Because you know who's getting that praise? Alpha is, or this that fraternity or sorority is, not God. So that's just something to think about. You know, we're not going to sit here and comment under people's pictures and posts and be like, hey,
no,
we're not going to do that. This is our message to the world.
Yes.
Or whoever is listening or contemplating.
And our assignment was to just share it.
That's
and let
it.
People know.
That's it.
Why? And if you're like we said, if you're considering it, if you need more resources, I did share a link on my recent post on Instagram. I'll also be sharing it again on my story. And if you DM me and you want more information or you want the link, I can send it to you. But I just, I feel really, really happy. I feel free. I'm really happy that both Terrence and I made this decision at the same time. I don't count that as a coincidence.
I made it first because I said it out loud first.
Competition here, but it just feels like God is doing, well, I know that God is doing a great work in our life. It feels different. It feels strange. It feels very odd. I'm doing things and saying things to people that I wouldn't typically say. He's giving me the boldness of speech. And, you know, sometimes I'd be like, okay, God, like, you sure you want me to go tell this person this? Are you sure you want me to say this? But who is just a really new and different season, a very new chapter for me. But I'm going to keep obeying God. It doesn't matter what's popular or what anyone thinks or says that I should be doing. What culture says does not matter to me. It's all about what God says. So I'm just going to keep doing that. I'm no longer, we renounce, we pray to God. We ask for forgiveness. We renounce all the things that we did that were not right. We renounce participating in idolatry, all of that.
And being idolized, because Lord have mercy. When you on that college campus and
you're
got three.
You're idolized yourself. People coming to you as if you're this big hot shot or whatever. But no. Mm-mm.
It's like day and night. It's like you were nothing to someone. And you crossed. And then the next day you were just this. OMG, like, sir, can I just wanted to speak to you. Can I shake your hand? And I've experienced this and it felt weird at first. You know, I'm like, yeah, you want to be a part of my fraternity. Uh-huh. And then it just became, this is a little weird. It's a little weird. Like, please pick your head up, sir. Like, why are you bound? Like, God, I repent for even, you know, going, like, being in that position and acting like that. But yeah. I ain't know no better. But now I do. But, you know, I'm not going to be shucking and jiving for nobody anymore. Not to join nothing. Okay. So I already got my morals and values in place and I'm going to make sure they stay there this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We repping the big G-O-D from here on out.
Capital
now
G.
And forever.
Capital
G. I'll say. Yeah. So that's our story, y'all. Yeah.
It's plain and simple.
Plain and simple.
It's plain and simple. And like, and as I posted on Facebook, you know, this was probably the easiest decision that I've had to make in order to, you know, follow Christ and on the journey that I'm on with him. I was already out of it. I just needed to make it official. And actually on Valentine's Day this year, I got the official notice in my email saying, well, all right. It, you know, basically,
it's official.
It's official.
I had to call up corporate the other day because I hadn't received anything. I called them up to make sure they had my letter. They had my letter. They also verified my information and they told me that they would be sending my official, like, denouncement, whatever, in the mail in the next couple months. I'm like, they real slow about that. Like, get me off the list. Get me off. But yeah.
Yeah. And I just had to remove myself from a chapter email correspondence this morning. So that was a simple process as well. No questions were asked and it is what it is. We still gonna be at homecoming.
But not strolling.
Yeah, we still gonna be there.
Yeah.
Cause they're not gonna scare us away or whatever case may be. They act funny, that's on them. Mm-mm. So, you know.
Yeah. So I hope that someone got something out of us sharing our story. Before we close out this episode, I do want to send up a prayer. God, we thank you for this moment. I thank you for allowing both Terrence and I to share our story with everyone and serve as a witness to your people. God, we ask that someone hears what we have said today and takes heed to it. We ask that more people are released from serving idol gods by joining these organizations. God, we ask that that you touch someone and that more people experience the freedom that we now experience. We thank you for the journey. We thank you for the lessons learned. And we thank you for now being more mature in you so that we may teach others. Lord, we just ask that you continue to lead and guide us, continue to give us the words to say, continue to guide our every footstep. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all. We got another Tony Talks episode in the books. Like I said, I hope you got something from this episode today. Thank you so much, Boo Daddy.
You're welcome.
For being on my episode.
Damn, I want to keep going.
We have 40 minutes.
What that mean? I could have went for a whole nother hour if we would have kept going. All
right, y'all.
I don't know when I'll be back, but it was good being back in the podcast world. And thank you.
Peace.